Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
We hope you're doing okay.
Second episode in the apocalypse.
Yeah, this is, these are some weird times right now.
Weird times, I know. I guess I probably shouldn't say apocalypse, but that's how I feel.
Well, I think that's how a lot of people feel. I was actually, I've gone on two walks already today because I had to take the day off. On my walk this morning, I was listening to another podcast that I like. It's like a ghost story podcast. It's kind of stupid, but I love it. It's enjoyable. And they kept referring to it as the apocalypse as well. So, I mean, you have to like be funny about it, I guess, instead of
you got to be funny about it.
Scared.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it is kind of weird. Weird times. How I actually am so bored. I am ready to like clean my baseboards. Willingly, voluntarily clean them.
It's that bad when you're bad. And you have to like clean your baseboards. It's funny on the walks that I've been going on, everybody's like house cleaning and purging. And so I guess that's good.
That's good. It is. It is good.
So try to look at the good things, I guess. That's what I've been trying to do. And actually, I don't know about you guys, but my allergies have been driving me crazy. So
yeah, I think that's kind of what we have going on here, too.
Well, this is really gross, but last weekend, I had to go to Target to get Lysol. Like, that's what I was waiting in line for. So I went.
Oh, you could get it?
No, I didn't get it. I waited in line before. I thought I was going to get it, but it was Saturday morning, and I got Genevieve in the buggy because I had to take her with me. And I kept telling her, if you sneeze, you need to sneeze in your shirt because she has really bad allergies. Sneeze in your shirt.
Yeah.
Or you like cough in your shirt or whatever. We're standing outside of Target. It's like 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. And people are spaced 6 feet apart like they're supposed to.
Yeah.
We're in our cart and she sneezes and literally it's like, every like booger's saying.
Took up the whole 6 feet.
Oh my gosh. I thought the man behind me goes, oh my God.
Oh no.
I was like, all these people are going to like scatter away from me. I'm like, it's allergies. It's allergies.
Isn't that so awkward though?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Poor kid. I mean, it was really gross. And I had like tissues and stuff in my pockets. And so I was able to help her out. But
that is really, it isn't so like, it's just really awkward that right now, if you sneeze or cough or do anything weird, everybody is like,
I know. You're like, oh God, it wasn't me.
Right. Or like, it's just allergies. Or I was just choking. Don't worry about it. Because that happened to me at Target, actually. Same also.
It's one of the only places open. Yeah.
Is like I took a drink of Red Bull and like just swallowed really funny. And so I was coughing and there was a lot of stares.
I bet you got the stare downs. And then people probably started like going around you completely. Like I had this woman at Target completely like,
I didn't notice,
go down a different aisle away from me and Genevieve. Oh, I was like, gosh. Okay. Like that doesn't make me feel like I have the cooties or anything, right?
Right, right. Well, sneezing is not part of this illness anyway.
Oh, okay, well, good.
It's okay.
Good
but
deal.
Speaking of tissues, that's how we came up with today.
Yes, actually, yes. Speaking Today's of episode. Tissues, I was on my walk this morning and I had my little allergy tissues in my pocket and I pulled it out and on the tissue pack it said, this is how we get our topics, guys. It
right.
said, summon your strength on my tissue packet. And I'm like, oh.
Which is a really interesting thing for tissues to say.
Well, is it like the strength of the tissues? Like, yeah. Summon your strength. Like,
well, they were probably plus then because those are the ultimate tissues.
Right. I don't know. But I thought maybe that could have been a cool topic for us to talk about right today, especially with everything that's going on. So
I know. I know some of you are out there. You've got like, you're waiting on deployments to be over that are getting extended. Nobody, can come home or do or PCS or move. It's all weird.
It's so weird. And there's so many things going on. Like maybe you've lost your job or, you know, maybe mm-hmm. your daycare's closed down or kids are
your children home. Are at home 24/7.
Right? Like summon your strength. What are things that you can do to summon your strength? Like for me, I lost it a couple weekends ago, or maybe it was last weekend. I can't remember. All the days are running together. But I literally told my husband, I'm like, I have to go on a walk. Like, I don't want anybody to come with me. I have to go on a walk. And I put on my glasses and I went on a walk and I just cried.
Oh, geez. It was a crying walk.
Oh, yeah.
I've done those.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
He's like, you might want to put glasses on so people don't think that you're like crazy. But I'm sure everybody else is in the same boat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how you can't be. Like, I just, it's a lot. It's a lot. And if you're working from home and you're having to homeschool, like what we're being required to do right now is literally impossible.
Right.
Because being a teacher, if you've got kids, now you have to be a parent and you are working from home and you can't physically do all of those things.
Plus,
mentally, emotionally, like
everybody at home at the same time. And you're not used to having everybody at home at the same time.
Right. There's like no breaks. I mean, fortunately, Zach can still go to work if he has to. So he goes like 3 or 4 days a week. But
there is literally no alone time at all. And that's where I'm having like
mm-hmm.
kind of the problem.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot. So, and, well, how do you summon your strength? Okay, crying walks.
Crying walks are definitely good. Crying showers.
Which are actually great. I do like those because speaking of, do you guys hear Lula screaming in the background?
You want to go on a crying walk after this is over?
Great job, honey. She put her hair up. That's actually, you know what? We should have recorded that. That was the first time she's ever put a ponytail in by herself.
Oh, good job, Lula.
Oh, look at this. Moments are happening in quarantine.
Maybe that's what we need. She side-eyed us.
Yeah,
that's maybe what we need to focus on is moments that are happening within quarantine. Like, think about that, you know,
yeah,
for a second.
True. The first
that's
time actually... I ever cleaned my baseboards. There's another one. Oh, God, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, so, but I mean, what are some other ways that you, like, my family and I were going to go to Disney World in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
right?
Shoot. Right.
We're not going.
That's
we can't
not
go.
Happening.
So I still have to take my vacation time. And I'm going to use that time to study for project management certification.
Ooh, nice.
There's nothing else I can, I mean, I might as well do it. It's not like I can go anywhere on my vacation.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do. I've thought about some courses. I just haven't been putting it off.
Well,
I'm going to clean.
But it's on, also too. It's hard to. You're.
But
frozen.
I'm almost to the. Oh,
you're frozen.
Back.
There you are.
Okay.
Yep. Everybody's home now, y'all. So like the internet's acting crazy.
Right. There's a lot of people on my internet today, because my house is basically like home base, quarantine base. So I have like a co-working space with 4 people.
That's good. And then you have a pool, so that's
and
why
we have
everybody's
a pool.
There.
Basically, yeah. We all just work half days, and then we go swimming the rest of the day.
That's awesome.
Great.
That's awesome.
That is summoning sanity. I'm not sure strength, but whatever you can do to be sane, basically, I feel like is a definition of being strong at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. So whatever you're doing to summon that strength, do it. Whatever, reading a book, or maybe it's tackling that big thing of laundry that's been sitting in your
so much closet. Laundry because everybody's here.
I know. I saw something about somebody being like, I've actually cooked meals or the dishwasher. I didn't realize how often we have to run the dishwasher when everybody
eats
at home, you know?
When you're all in, you have to cook because we can't go out anywhere. It's just very interesting how our world, like how different it is. Just like a simple thing is not being able to go out to eat.
Yeah.
How different things are.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. Because like my mother-in-law, they go, her and her husband go out to eat every single day. And like 2 days a week, they'll have leftovers, but she very rarely cooks. And so like her world is rocked.
Oh my gosh. I bet. What is she doing?
Like, I don't know. Like probably hamburger helper. That's what I'd be doing.
Macaroni and cheese.
Like I, yeah. But yeah, so like it just the difference and the time that it takes to cook and like, mm-hmm. which actually I have found because I have sort of gotten really lazy with cooking dinner the last like, I don't know, probably 6 months because I'm busy and now I'm not busy. So I'm like, I should start cooking again. And that has helped. That is the same thing.
Do you enjoy cooking?
I do.
There.
I do.
So there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, you can make it a family activity. Sometimes you don't want to though, or just kick everybody out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And say you're not going to eat until you leave me alone.
Well, and you know, one thing I noticed yesterday, cause I, you know, we always talk about how like we're stuck on social media. We're like, we're always checking our phones or checking email or whatever yeah. we're doing. And yesterday I made a conscious effort to put my phone away.
Mm-hmm. And we like, actually, all of us literally just put our phones in a bucket yesterday.
Oh, good.
On Sunday, we went outside, we played games, we swam. Well, it wasn't, we couldn't swim, it was kind of cloudy. But yeah, we just sat outside and played games. But like, we noticed that in the morning, all of us were on our phones, sitting around the kitchen. There's four adults. And Lula, of course, is just like, whatever, watching TV. And he was like, this is ridiculous, guys. We can't do this.
Yeah.
Everybody's phone in the bucket. And we did, and it was great. Because really, nothing is going on.
It's really not. There's not. The only thing that's going on is the news, right? And yeah. it seems to be horrible. So I started following things that are, like, positive things. And there are some positive things that are happening, you know, with people recovering. And
right.
New York is doing better than they good. Have been. So that's good. Good. But I noticed that my anxiety wasn't as bad.
Oh, because I wasn't calm.
Yeah. Yeah. So
totally. Again, just keep your sanity.
Yeah. So summoning your strength by not watching the news all the time or not watching yeah. the
and
people.
This is not the first time we've said that.
No, it's not. It's
we're
really
not in a global pandemic at that time.
No, it's real. And now it's real, you know, and now that we actually have time to spend with our families, it is, it's kind of nice because my daughter yesterday behaved and acted so much better than she has in a long time on the weekends when we're constantly busy and doing things. And, you know, because we took a family walk and we played soccer and we played games and we did chalk outside and, you know, she behaved really well. And it was because she was getting that like constant attention, I think. So
nice. Yeah.
I don't know. She is an only really child too. So it kind of sucks for her to be home.
I know. I feel bad.
So bad.
For too.
That's why I'm glad she's in school. Cause at least like the other four kids that are still going to school, like at least they can play together and see each other.
Oh, wow. There's yeah. only four kids.
There. Well, it fluctuates from like 4 to 8 in her class.
Yeah.
Dang. So,
yeah, Lula's, I don't think that they're going to reopen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. And I'm not sure if their message, because they sent an email out, and I didn't know if it was like, they're closing because this is why it would happen when everybody's home. Y'all aren't watching this probably, but Bernie's husband just made a cameo. That's the first one ever.
I know.
Wow.
First one. Oh, there he goes.
But yeah, I don't know, because the way that the email was written was like, we're closed indefinitely. And I'm like, oh. Are you, because it's a private.
You're like, does this mean forever? Like after this is over? What does this mean?
I don't know. But then now in like kindergarten.
I know.
Kindergarten roundup is what they call it here. That's not happening.
I'm a little worried about that because we're headed to Whidbey Island, which is in Washington State, and she starts kindergarten in September when they start school.
They better start school in September.
I know.
You talk about some of your strengths.
Right.
At that point, I'm out.
Like,
not trying anymore. No, I'm just kidding, you guys. Just sounds really intense.
We just need to stay busy doing the things that, you know, I don't know. I'd love to hear how other people are summoning their strength. Maybe use a hashtag summon your strength.
Yeah, summon your strength. I like it. Hashtag that. And let us know what you're doing, because what you're doing, somebody else could probably do.
You know what people could be doing? They could sign up for 90-day VA and
that would be perfect.
Get that going.
because that's about, I feel like, the time that this is all going to be done. I think
I don't
got a little
know
way to go
when their next class opens, but if you sign up for 90dayva.com now and go, there are some other courses that you can take, like how to do a remote resume, you know, there's other courses that you can do that they don't have like an actual time limit on. Cause I think 90dayva only opens at a certain amount of time, but you can go ahead and get added into that Facebook group and go ahead and get involved in the other courses. And then when it's time, you'll be ready to like,
love it,
jump off.
Yeah, people need VAs. I mean, that's pretty much all you can do right now is virtual work anyway.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? That might be the way things are shifting. I think that's one of the good things that's coming out of this whole thing is that companies are realizing that people actually can work remotely. So for the military spouse community, that's great news, guys. So
it is.
That's what we need to focus on. So Use this time to summon your strength and figure out what you could do online.
Right. Love it. I know, because it's a lot. There's so many things that you can't do right now. Like bartenders, people who are servers.
Gosh.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, the hospitality industry in general is being hit really hard. I'm the industry I'm in is considered hospitality. It's corporate housing. So we're considered... We're in that little, that same bubble, but
like hotels and all that.
It's being hit really hard right now. So I guess what we all need to do when this is over is stay within the U.S. and travel and support the businesses that are local to our community.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't imagine having my coffee shop right now. I mean, if we had it, it's not open anymore, but if it was, this would be a doozy.
This would be a doozy. And the only way I think some of these businesses are staying afloat is people buying like gift cards right now. Uh-oh, you're frozen. There you are, I think.
Yeah, frozen. Oh, am I back?
Oh, you're back. There you are.
Yeah. Woo. No, my coffee shop actually kind of what really, I made the choice to close. I wasn't quite forced to close, but it would have been really tight if I had stayed open after Hurricane Florence.
Oh, right.
Because New Bern was hit. I mean, I was out for like 2 weeks, and we are way beyond 2 weeks at this point. This is not a hurricane that's in and out and done.
And we will be still out. I mean, I think definitely through the end of this month. I'm hopeful May-ish. I'm hopeful. Okay.
April showers bring May flowers.
There we go. Maybe.
You like that? That was positive.
Maybe we'll go with that. Maybe we'll go with that, guys. But
okay, great. I mean, I'm not confident in your answer. You're like, yeah, well, we'll go with it, but I don't really like it.
I don't like it. I think it's just, oh man, because like just 2 weeks ago, I was like, guys, I feel like this is almost over, and it's definitely not. So.
I know, and it's not. It's okay though. But yeah, I feel like as long as we can summon our strength, and we also have to understand that, I mean, if you're like in a house with other people, you gotta like let everybody run, do crying walks.
Yeah.
You know, your kids, like it's really easy for us to forget how stressful this is on them.
Yeah. Especially if they like, oh, for example, Genevieve's fifth birthday was last week. We were supposed to have a big birthday party. And so we did a Zoom party on Saturday where like friends and family could Zoom in, and she was so confused and cried the first, cause she thought people were coming over to the house, even though I kept telling her like, you know, it's going to be on video. It's going to be on video. She got on a princess dress and got lipstick. And when I started telling her that people were showing up, she just burst into tears, and she cried for the first 10 minutes of the video, which is great. But, you know, it's hard on the kids. It's really hard on them, especially the seniors who are missing their senior year.
Right.
You know, kindergartners who are just starting off. Middle schoolers, it's hard for everybody.
It is. And then if you're trying, I mean, have you seen like all the memes that are like, what a time to be childless? You right?
Oh, God.
Like, this is amazing, right?
Or the meme that's like all of the coronavirus, or what are they calling the kids that that'll be born in 9 months? I can't remember.
Oh, like the quarantine.
Something like that. But they're all going to be firstborn children, because obviously the parents don't have any other kids at home.
Right. At this time, we're like, no more children are ever. If we ever have to do this again, But yeah, I think that that's a really interesting thing. And since I don't really have experience with the whole no kids thing, I feel like that could probably get really boring.
I think so too. I really do.
I mean, unless it's like, you know what we should all do is get in a big house like Jersey Shore and everyone can have like their own reality show of like lots of people in a house.
That would be fun.
If we can do a Netflix series. All right, done.
That would be fun. Let's do it. Your house has a pool, so I vote for your house.
Yeah. Okay, come on. At this point, we should just put tents around. It'd be really fun.
Yeah, I don't do a tent, so
Okay, Brittany. Okay.
If someone has an RV I can borrow, I'm all in.
That is too funny. You don't like tent camping?
Hell no. I'm not a camper. I am not a camper whatsoever.
I like camping. Mm-hmm. For like 2 days. No. I will say after that
I can't do it. I have to have running water and heat and air conditioning and no bugs and no dirt. Okay. Hi.
She's here.
Oh,
she's
she can't with... I forgot she can't hear me.
I know, isn't that funny?
Oh, you're frozen.
The phone is frozen. We see mouse and it's not working. Oh, bless.
Oh.
And frozen?
Well, mm-hmm. You're not frozen anymore.
Okay.
We are actually out of time for today's
episode. Yeah, I thought that
episode.
that was like a sign.
Yeah, that was like, you need to get off because other people need to use the internet.
I know, it's about that time.
Well, guys, I know that this episode comes to everyone in some weird uncertain times. I hate hearing that uncertain times are new normal. Like, I hate all of that right now because
it's not our new normal. I feel like that is dramatic, guys. Okay,
we're not our new normal. Maybe we need to talk about that. Right. Maybe we need to talk about that next time. Not new normal or something.
Yeah, because I don't think so. I think this is just an experiment.
Yeah. Somebody's experimenting.
Yeah, somebody is like, gotcha.
Oh, man, please stop the experiment.
But thank you for listening to us. And yeah, I feel like we'll come at y'all next couple weeks with some other good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and use the hashtag summon your strength and let us know what you're doing to keep your sanity during these times so that we can help each other out. Mm-hmm. And if you need anything, hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com. And
always
check out our sponsor, 90dayva.com. And I think that's it.
Yeah,
stay healthy.
Away from Target?
Away from Target.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's the only thing open, but.
Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, grocery stores. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I understand Target, but I'm just saying. I went there a little not too long ago, and I didn't. It was weird. I didn't like it.
So it is strange. There's like nobody there. It's a little bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. See you in a couple weeks.
Bye, y'all.